Hello everyone. Quick audio boo. I'm going to do a little bit of a hardware review today. I was going to do this on the actual device itself, but I thought, no, I'm going to use my phone. I will do a recording example of this thing in action, so you can hear it do its performances. But I thought I'd give you a quick overview of this new recorder. Obviously, as I said, I'm not recording with that recorder right now, because I want to show you its features. And in order to do that with the voice guidance, we need to have this thing live, as it were. So, without further ado, let's talk about this thing. It's quite a big recorder. The LS100 is quite a fat device. It consists of several pieces. It's one big unit, but it's got several inputs to it, so it's quite nice. On the left-hand side, we've got a volume control, which is completely analog. Below that, we've got a headphone jack and a mic jack, which are the standard sort of iPhone-style size jacks. On the base of it, there's two of the larger type professional jacks, along with XLR connectors, but I'll get to those later. There's two switches, which control phantom power for said bottom jacks. On the front, towards the front of the machine on the left, on the side, you've got a slide switch, which is your lock slash hold slash power. You push it up to lock the keys in any given mode. You put it in the center to have it free running so you can use the keys and do things with it. You pull it down and release it to turn the recorder on and off. There's a little small mini jack, super mini jack as I call it, for the remote, which we don't get with these. You can get it, but I haven't got it. And then below that is your little USB input to connect to the computer. The bottom features two things. These are combi XLR jacks. So the sort of big jacks that you typically find with hi-fi systems, the quarter jacks, I think they call them. You got two of them, and they're also XLR connectors for professional studio grade mics with the 3-pin connector. So they're pretty powerful things. On the right hand side is your battery compartment, which features two things. You lift the lock and release it. That allows you to pop your battery in and out, and also your SD card, in which case I've got a micro SD with an adapter, so I'm kind of cheating a bit with this recorder, but it's actually cheaper to do that than it is to buy a normal SD. For some stupid reason, micro SDs are cheaper than normal SDs, and I don't know why. So I got one with an adapter plate, so I can just put that into the machine without the machine caring what I've got. On the front panel, you've got a big screen. You've got buttons up the left, the top one is home, the middle one is back, and the bottom one is menu. The right-hand side of the screen, you've got up and down for speed. And then you've got, below that, you've got three function keys across the middle, just below the bottom of the screen and above the main control panel. They vary depending on what you're doing with them, so they're kind of cool. Below that, on to the left is a round circle, sort of a joysticky button thing. You can press the left, top, bottom, or sides, right hand side to go up, down, left, or right, respectively. And the center is a button for selecting. To the right of those is four circular round buttons, three big ones and a small one. Top left is stop, bottom left is play, top right is record, bottom right is erase. The top of the thing has got the microphones, which come off on an angle. And they're pretty funky, actually. They're not straight left-right. They're kind of on a slight angle. And on the back is your speaker. So let's power this thing up. And I'll walk through what features are accessible and what aren't. So you pull the button down to release it. And the recorder will respond with this.
Battery level. Hi.
So you're in, but it doesn't tell you where you are. That's fine, because where you actually are is your home screen. Now, it puts you in on recorder. If I press right...
Multitrack.
That's not accessible.
Lisaju.
Neither is that. Let's go back to recorder by pressing left.
Multitrack. Recorder.
That is accessible. If we go left again...
Metronome.
That's accessible too. Not with speech, but it is usable. If we press on it... Now we press play. Now using the up and down arrows... I can... I can change the speed. As you can hear, I can rapidly change that. If I want to make it really slow, I can take it all the way to the top, like that, and then... If I want it to go super fast, I just press and hold the down button, let go, and I think I want it where I want it, and press play. Press stop to kill it. I can take it all the way to the bottom and it will go really fast. So slide it all the way to the bottom like that, you see. So you got full control of that. To get out of it, we press home, which is the top left.
Home.
It's taken us back and it's put us back on metronome. We press left.
Tuner.
We've got the tuner, which we can't use. So if we go right twice.
Recorder.
Press select on that.
Folder A.
That puts you in folder A, so you can move up and down your folders.
Folder B.
When you get to a folder that you want, you just select it. It doesn't tell you where you are at this point, but you're actually in the recorder. You press it again to enter the recording screen. It doesn't beep or speak to you or anything. If you press menu, we'll go through the menus right quick. I haven't got much time to do it, but let's press menu.
Recording mode setting.
Right, recording mode setting. It puts you in the record menu. It doesn't tell you what the menus are, but that tells you what the first option is. So it gives you some idea of what's there. And in this menu, we've got recording mode.
Mic gain setting. Recording level setting. Input select setting.
That's for selecting the various inputs.
Mic power setting.
Mic power setting. That's for your phantom / plugin power.
Rec format setting.
That chooses between MP3 and wave recording.
Low cut filter.
That's
setting.
Allowing you to cut bass out of things if you wish.
Pre-recording setting.
That's a useful one. It gives you a 2-second buffer. So if you hit a sound within, if you hear a sound and you hit record within 2 seconds, that sound is captured and recorded.
Recording monitor setting.
That's a recording monitor. I don't play with that.
Recording.
And that's what's
mode
there.
Setting.
So playback.
Playback mode setting.
There's not much in there.
Skip interval setting. Playback mode setting. Playback file. Playback mode setting.
They just go into that and you just playback file or list.
File lock setting.
That's for your file movements, so you can...
File move and copy setting. File divide setting.
You can divide files.
Property.
Properties.
MP3 convert.
You can convert to MP3 from a WAV.
CD write.
You can write to a CD writer, but you need really a mains powered CD writer to do that. It's not recommended to use my little Samsung CD writer because it just takes too much out of the battery.
Bounce.
Bounce is if you're in multi-track mode and you want to bounce all your tracks to one stereo pair. Good for making more tracks. You know, if it's only an 8-track recorder, so if you want to make more than 8 tracks for a song, no problem. You can do it.
File lock. Off.
Now, this is your metronome settings, but it doesn't tell you. It just says off, on,
setting.
And setting details. So that allows you to play with them.
Backlight.
That's for your display and sound menu. Backlight LED, all that.
Function key menu.
Oh, it's all your system menu, really.
Memory select.
So you can select all your memory and your system functions.
Recording mode.
So if you want to turn the recorder off, you can just press home to go back. And we're back at home. Then we just pull down the hold button. And she shuts down just like that. I will do a recording with this thing and put it up as an extra boo. But I thought for now I'd give you a little quick tour of this recorder. I really like it. Not everything is accessible, as I say, but it's good enough. So there you go. I'll go and put this up and I will be presenting you a recording from the recorder